When a Christian wedding officiant interviews a bride and groom, the couple may share personal details. They may talk about how they met. They may talk about family tension. They may talk about grief, divorce, addiction, spiritual struggle, sexual history, infertility, illness, trauma, or fear. They may share hopes for marriage, doubts about family expectations, or sensitive information about their past. The officiant must treat these details with care. This becomes especially important when AI is used in ceremony preparation. Do not paste private couple information into AI tools without permission and wisdom. That is a serious rule for this course. A couple may trust you with their story. That does not automatically mean they have given permission for their story to be entered into a digital tool. Even if a tool seems convenient, the officiant must think carefully about confidentiality, dignity, and pastoral responsibility. A Christian ceremony does not need every detail. It needs truthful, approved, covenant-centered details. The couple's story should be honored, not exploited. The couple's story should be truthful, not fictionalized. The couple's story should remain under Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. A safer approach is to use initials, placeholders, or generalized details. Instead of writing into AI, Emily's father abandoned her, Jason struggled with addiction, and they fought about custody issues, the officiant might write. Create a brief Christian wedding message outline for a couple who has experienced hardship and growth. Do not mention specific private details. Emphasize grace, faithfulness, forgiveness, and covenant. That protects dignity. It also keeps the ceremony from becoming public therapy. The officiant should ask the bride and groom direct permission questions. What parts of your story may I share publicly? Is there anything you do not want mentioned? Would you be comfortable if I used a general phrase such as a season of growth instead of naming details? Do I have your permission to use non-sensitive summary notes in a drafting tool, or would you prefer I not use AI at all with your ceremony? Some couples may be comfortable with limited AI assistance, others may not. Either way, the minister must remain responsible. AI must never invent emotional details. It must never say the couple prayed together if they did not. It must never describe spiritual maturity they have not claimed. It must never turn a hard story into a dramatic testimony without permission. For the one wedding officiant, the safest choice is to avoid using private details in AI altogether. For the ordained wedding officiant, create a clear practice, protect privacy, use placeholders, and verify every personal statement. For the church staff minister, follow church policy about confidentiality and pastoral notes. For the chaplain, privacy is even more serious. In hospital, hospice, elder care, correctional, military, campus, workplace, or crisis settings, institutional rules may apply. A chaplain wedding ceremony may be brief, but it must never be careless. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, remember that coaching conversations often produce sensitive material. Do not move that material into the ceremony and do not place it into AI tools casually. The bride and groom are embodied souls before God. They are not content sources. They are not prompts. They are not ceremony material to be mined. Their dignity matters. Their privacy matters. Their covenant matters. Use technology wisely. Protect the couple faithfully. Let AI assist only where love, truth, privacy, and Christian wisdom allow.